Yo, this is Speech, and right now you're listening to CITR 101.9. Peace.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Face the TV screen, time for the hate half hour.
Hate! 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 Hate!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio, just love your radio.
And hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, and you're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, featuring your regular all-time great hosts, Ola, and myself, Rawheat, DJ Rawheat. Still need a better DJ name, really.
You need a better DJ.
I do. But I also have two special guests with me. One of them has now become a regular. And his name is
John Woodside.
That's it right there. But we got somebody brand new right here with us, and he's from News 101, but you know, he's trying to make a special appearance today, and he might chime in from time to time, you know, letting us know what his thoughts are. But he is admittedly a newbie to what we're about to talk about today, which is Life of Pablo. But why don't you introduce yourself, my man?
What's going on? My name is Michael Ruffalo, and I am just here for the wonderful banter.
He's the banter master, so he's going to, you know, feed us questions and conversation. So, that's part of the conversation. We're going to have people who've listened to the album. We're going to have people...
Kind of heard the album,
and we're going to have people like Michael who will take the perspective of somebody completely new.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's get things started, though, with... we're doing a little bit of a continuation from last week's episode, which is Black History Month, and it's still February, so we figured we'd do a part two of that, and we'll close things off with
just the first bit.
Yeah, for the first bit, and then we'll close things off with the Life of Pablo debate, discussion, panel, whatever you want to call it. But first things first, I wanted to play this track by an artist called EQ. Well, actually, it's a hip-hop crew called EQ, and they're from Vancouver. And I'm actually doing a whole documentary on, like, the early 90s hip-hop scene in Vancouver and in UBC. And EQ was a hip-hop crew that actually competed in UBC's first ever MC battle, where it got MCs from all over the West Coast.
Does the MC battle still exist?
No, it's called DJ Sound War, and to my knowledge, there is nothing like it nowadays at UBC campus, and there hasn't been, really. We have archival footage of it in the digital library.
Yeah.
So you guys, and actually, it's featured on the CITR website, so if you guys want to check it out, I'm going to be using that footage for my radio doc,
nice.
And, like, kind of seeing what's happened, you know, what's happened to the people
who competed, where
they are now, and also... looking at, like, what was the hip-hop scene in Vancouver like at that time? Apparently thousands of people actually attended these battles, these DJ Sound War battles. So this was, like, my favorite crew from what I've heard, at least. I admittedly still need to hear some more of the footage, the archival sound. But EQ is a pretty cool group, and their song Swellsville is one of the few tracks that you can still find off YouTube quite easily. So we're going to play that tune for you to start things off, to give you a little bit of Vancouver hip-hop history, and then we'll keep things going from there. So hit it, Ola.
Yeah.
You're going to take part in a poetic experience.
Son, I'm only into what's natural, and yo, this is factual. Growing into this world, I'm actual. Think of October 11th until this world where I came up monopoly, and nothing's gonna stop me. I'm choosing my way each day as I tip. Mentally, it's state of mind. We call this wealth deal. We'll be right back.
get set, stay a step and enjoy the ride. I'm awakened as my telephone rings. I pick it up with the quickness because the dial tone sings. Not a soft melody, but a hardcore melody of the songs that I've done in the past that could never be a part of me now. Cause with age comes a change. A time is when life, when you have to rearrange. I always put in my heart and soul. You see, I'm old school, but now new is old. Standing strong, moving on as I'm making my way in the void. All statements made by hearsay. Open your mind one time just to receive it. Before too long, you just might believe it. Words I say to you are extremely emphatic. Swell fill is a state of mind. Psychosomatic, no particular roles assigned for you to follow. But you'll never find if the mind stays hollow. In 83, my journey was to begin, but now it's 1992. In sight, there's no end. I keep moving on because there's no time to chill. Living fat in a state of mind. Swell fill.
Back Vancouver, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, and me, Rohit, Jonathan.
John.
I just messed up, and Michael, we're all here in the studio. You know, we're like revving up for the TLOP.
TLOP.
We can't wait.
Get hype, everybody. This is going to be the best TLOP discussion panel you've ever heard in your life.
Don't like overhype us, you know? Like, people are just going to listen, and they're going to be like, oh.
Yo,
Come on, man.
Yo, have you not learned anything from Kanye?
True, fair
enough.
The
more you overhype, the more people pay attention to you.
He's been comparing himself to, like, you know, saints and, like, you know, like, artists, you know? I mean.
We were just talking about how, like, we're relating the life of Pablo to Black History Month, and Kanye would easily say that the life of Pablo is Black History Month.
It's like a magnum opus, and he's like,
it's necessary. He's making history.
But yeah, we're also like doing continuation of Black History and Grammy Snubs episode from last week. So
I was gonna say, I got an idea for another tune that we could do that's kind of like not only Black History but Canadian hip hop history. Look up Mishy Me. She is one of the dopest MCs, not just female MCs, just one of the dopest MCs to ever grace the hip-hop world. So we gotta play her music, at least one tune, because we can't say we've been doing... if you want to spell into that, I believe it's M-I-S-H-I, Mishy, me. Just search it up. Man, come on. You'll be able to find it. Yeah, there you go.
M-I-C-H.
M-I-C-H-I-E. Okay, my bad. Michi. It's spelled Michi, but it's actually said Mishy Me. M-I-C-H-I-E-M-E-E. I just realized that we haven't played a Mishy Me track last week, and we got to play one this week. You can do Jamaican funk, Canadian style would be my go-to track right there.
And what song exactly?
That's the one right there.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called, dude.
Album title like
Jamaican
that.
Funk.
With a title like that.
I thought that was a genre, man.
I mean, why not, right? Like, it kind of represents T-Dot. I mean, actually, I don't know. I think it represents the T-Dot kind of like
I did just
fusion.
Wikipedia list of songs about Toronto. and I've just control F to Drake, and I'm gonna see what we get here.
Oh yeah, we'll get into the modern
contemporary
classics. Contemporary classics.
Mishy Me pops up here.
But we'll first do Mishy Me's great track, Jamaican Funk, Canadian Style, right here on CITR 101.9 FM on Soul Sandwich, celebrating Black History Month, but also celebrating the life of Pablo. Which Pablo, you may ask? find out later on when we discuss who Pablo is.
Which one?
Which Pablo?
Which Pablo?
Escobar, Picasso. Those are the only two I can think of. Those are the only Pablos I know, but Kanye might be referring to all kinds of Pablos. So, all right. When you ready, Ola, you ready?
Yeah, get ready to kick it.
Let's get ready to kick it. Mishy Me and L.A. Love with Jamaican Funk, Canadian Style. Hit it.
Jamaica, they got fire. Down in Jamaica, they got soul. Down in Jamaica, they got soul. Lots of pretty women. Soul. Spend all your money and they soul. Break your heart.
I'm the Jamaican, taking charge and living large and big time. Come up a mind, I just barge in your area. Breaking the barrier, making it merry, and you cheer me when you hear me and boost your stereo up. When I arrive, I start smoking. The mic is hype and live. It's a shame, there's not a day rough like this. When Mishy's on this mic, it's not niceness. Those who diss the Mish and pretend, talk behind my back and then approach me as a friend. In the end, you're a phony, it only has to be. Either you're jealous or your man's running after me. You see me walk and talk, you make faces. Simply because I'm going places. Females are still, cause they look ain't appealing. When I rap, brothers collapse, I'm at the ceiling. I gave him a wink. In Jamaican funk, I'm the Jamaican. Jamaican women have the talent to take a man for everything valid. Roughneck, I'll cook you out in a minute. The sweet and sexy, have a brain to go with it. Mishy's a perfect combination of a Jamaican woman.
Good, baby.
So just push up your one if you want Jamaican man. You know your back, you can't take the sun long. All is okay, you are as a caldan. Jamaica won't be happy, be a don't pass a walk. Give Jamaican sweet girl bikini. Them niggas are say, yeah, them up the winery. Woman, them man, them a run after she. You never know what says she a yardie. Men travel for miles around, they know what's in town. Jamaican.
Yo, this is De La Soul on Plug 1.
Baby Huey, Plug 3.
Plug 2 is nowhere to be.
We're back. Yeah.
That was Mishy Me and L.A. Love with Jamaican Funk, Canadian Style. Hey, what did you think of that, Michael? You being from Toronto, where I think Mishy Me actually represents, you know, that was her city. And she was one of the first hip-hop artists from Toronto. So what did you think of that?
I actually really enjoyed that track. The flow is nice. The like bass beat that kind of sustained throughout the entirety of it was rather good to nod my head to, at least.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty typical of like the 90s hip-hop kind of production, you know. But it was pretty sweet. I love the mix in of Jamaican patois in there, which then reminded John of the what were you reminded of, John, that's happening today, these days?
I was reminded of all the dumbass white people that have been complaining about this new Rihanna album with the patois in it, and these white folks are just calling it gibberish.
Oh, man, I must add, this is a white man saying this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, if you
this is
John
not
Woodside,
the Colored Brothers who are hosting the show. His last name is Woodside. Yeah. I repeat, his last name is Woodside. Why are these folks, you think, why would you say they're being stupid, John? That's a harsh thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is because if you're going to be a white person who's going to be talking about black artists, and especially black artists who are using black traditions in their music, even if you don't personally like it because it doesn't appeal to your ears, that's fine, but you can't just go dismiss it as gibberish. You can't, like, simplify it and reduce it so much. It's just, you know, white people being
mad.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like, when they were upset that Beyonce made a song about being a black woman, as if,
I mean,
you know, she wasn't a black woman.
Pretty much. I just, like, I'm confused.
Yeah. So there was, like, I don't know if you guys know the online website, Mike, M-I-C?
Yeah, M-I-C.
Yeah, so they... Mike came out with this article that basically said, like, there's this white woman who made a cover of Rihanna's work, took out all the rhythm, and white people are loving it.
Eating it up.
And I must admit, I did enjoy that headline, because that was literally, like, what I said, that was pretty much the headline. You could look it up. And seeing the Facebook comments, though, like, it got pretty heated. There was, like, this debate, and there was particularly, like, white women who were like, no, that was just a beautiful cover of the song. I can finally understand it now. Like,
it's like... But did you listen to it?
I did listen to it.
What did you really listen to? And what did you really think?
Look, the voice was, like, the woman who sang it, like, obviously can sing, and she has talent, but it did take away the soul
it's kind
of,
like,
of
the concept,
song. Like, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Moving,
like, it,
yeah.
It became more like a ballad, which is fine. You know, that's what artists do. Like, people can take another
creative
song,
license.
Make their own, you know, you could take a creative license with it, do a cover. But I can say in my... like, opinion that it was a pretty lame version of the song, in the sense, like, it became, like, a very slow, like, it became a totally different song altogether, which in my case, in my opinion, I thought, like, kind of took away the fun of the song. It took away, like, the good vibes of it, and it became kind of like this emotional pop song, which I was, like, not really digging. But, like, in terms of her talent, the woman who sang it did a good job. But one of the problematic things she said is, I had to translate what what Rihanna said, which is, like, okay, I get what you're saying, but just the way that that was put just put me off the song even more, that the artist was like, yeah, so it makes it sound like one of those old school anthropologists who, like, went to tribes and was like, these primitive peoples, I had to translate their...
had to dig up the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, and, like, translate their language and codify it so that the greater white world can understand it. So
yeah,
that,
it's like
that
it's
was
very,
the
like,
problematic
top-down,
aspect.
Like, look on,
yeah.
Condescending kind of view on, like, black music. And
that was
that
the vibe
stuff,
I got from it.
Yeah.
But interesting. There was just a thought I'd put that out there. Cool, though. Let's keep on with the good music and the good vibes. How about some Anderson .Paak, y'all?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. What do you guys think?
Give it a shot.
Fantastic
yeah.
album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up here dancing this whole track.
So Anderson .Paak is the latest... The most recent artist to be signed to Dr. Dre's label, Aftermath. And Anderson .Paak actually was featured all over Compton, which was the album that Dr. Dre released last year. It got some acclaim.
It was nominated for a bunch of, like, Grammys, right?
It definitely wasn't, I think, like, a classic album.
Yeah,
you know, like,
course,
Dr. Dre, like,
I
when
mean,
you think Dr. Dre, you think, like, oh, my God, this is going to be another classic. I don't think it reached that. But what I did like about that album was Anderson .Paak, and he... features heavily in it with his really soulful vocals.
Incredible voice.
And he ended up making his own album called Malibu, which is incredible, to say the least. So let's play the track Am I Wrong?
Yeah, it features Schoolboy Q and Pomo. Pomo is a local Vancouver artist, so that's a you know support.
Yeah,
support.
Yeah. Right, righteous.
And yeah, we'll just go right into it. Let us know what you think. You can call in. Yeah, I just wanted to like also include the whole Fun Drive thing that's going on.
That's
station.
Very
yeah,
true.
I always keep forgetting about that, but yeah, Fun Drive is starting tomorrow. And yeah, you should totally donate to Soul Sandwich. You know, just go onto the CITR website and you'll probably find how to donate on there.
How much should I donate?
You should donate like $500. No, I'm kidding.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
But you should probably donate as much as you can so you can support you know shows like ours, you know,
yeah.
Help us survive. And
CITR is nonprofit, but we survive through donations, and our donations carry us all the way into the next year and the years forward after that. So now the theme of this year, I believe, is building culture.
Growing our culture.
Growing culture. Yeah. That is specifically.
That is a strong message, you know.
So, you know, like that's what we do here at CITR. We expose people to new artists, new local talent. So let's, you know, keep that going.
Yeah, we'll come right back and like we might talk about it more in case you guys are interested in like donating over the couple of weeks. But, yeah, we'll just go right into Anderson .Paak first,
yeah.
And hope you guys enjoy this. Voila. Voila. Yeah. I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards will fall where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. Huh. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. Huh. But what about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life, my life, yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Yeah. Am I wrong to say? If she can't dance, then she can't, ooh. Hey, I never wanna waste your time. My life, so precious, is yours, is mine. And look at the time, my God. So precious, is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. So precious. Is yours, is mine, only one at a time. My life, my life.
mine. So precious is yours, is mine. Hey, look at the time, my God. So precious is yours, is mine.
And yeah, that was Lucy. we're in the studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. Soul Sandwich is here. Rohit Ola. We have Jonathan Woodside, John, and Michael.
Wait, where did you get into the Jonathan part?
Because it's just like a full name. You know, it's like the wood. It doesn't sound. It doesn't do it justice.
Is it
know?
Actually Jonathan?
No, it's not Jonathan.
It's not there Jonathan. Well, why do I keep calling him Jonathan then?
No. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, man.
I was going off against white people earlier. I said I was white, and now you're just like, how can I turn John Woodside into an even whiter name?
Oh, man. Poor John.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That is so weird. Holy shit.
I think you just...
It's in your head now.
It's in my head now. Yeah. I actually called one of my profs like for the entire year Daniel, even though his name was Paul. Actually, no, his name was actually Daniel, but I called him Paul the entire semester.
But did he correct you?
I didn't ever actually met him. I just like called... like every time I come to class, I'm like, hey, guys, you know, do you know what like Paul told us? And they were like, Who's Paul? Anyways, yeah.
My
so
imaginary friend.
we had Anderson .Paak with "Am I Wrong" featuring Schoolboy Q and produced by Pomo, local Vancouver artist.
Truly groovy.
That was very groovy. Very, you know, we have the whole traditional Anderson .Paak like funky feel to it, and like, you know, soulful funky feel. I don't know. It's just like a bunch of like different.
I was gonna say,
going on.
What's the name of the track, John? You would probably know this off the top of your head. What's the name of the track that Anderson .Paak performed on Colbert?
Oh,
he started going. This was the craziest cool part. This is when I knew Anderson .Paak is gonna make it big, when he was on Colbert, and then like. He transitioned from singing to go to a drum kit and then started like
just
pounding the drums and singing at the same time with his band, the Free Nationals, I think they were called, right?
Yeah, he did a mashup of a few songs on Colbert.
I think it was the second.
I think it was the season, and he did the season in Carry Me. That's what I remember. But what did he do the drums on? But actually, just you saying drums right now, that last track that we played, he performed that live on a French television show.
Oh, nice.
And did the same sort of thing, you know, dancing, singing, and then just hopped on the drums just and
all
blew
around.
Everyone's mind.
Yeah.
I mean, playing the drums and singing at the same time, that's super difficult, right?
It's exciting.
I think it was either Put Me Through. Yeah, Put Me Through.
That's a good track, too.
Yeah. Really, there's a lot. All the tracks on this album are pretty dope. So, if you guys haven't had the chance to pick it up yet, pick up Malibu by Anderson .Paak. All right, we're gonna do one more track before we get into the life of Pablo.
The life and times.
The life and times of Pablo. Wait, which
is
Pablo?
Is actually called the life and times of Pablo?
No.
I'm just like, wait, have I been like calling? Is it like
to be honest?
TTLT.
Kanye might be listening and be like, I'll. Sounds great.
TLTOP.
Back to the studio.
Let me fix wolves again.
need more donations. Need more donations.
And, oh, yes. Lucy actually came in here to correct my assessment of culture. When we say growing your culture here at CITR, growing our cultures is actually what I really meant. And that means growing more writers and broadcasters.
Sounds like you're citing something.
I wonder what that thing might be. All right. We happen to have a handy dandy fun drive guide here, so I'm looking at it now. I'm instead of going off the cuff, I'm trying to do my homework right here, right now. And this is the thing about CITR: we got training programs, we got all kinds of cool, diverse, accessible, collective programming.
Awesome.
So that means we got programs like the Women's Collective, Lady Radio.
Lady Radio, we
representing the women in radio. We got Access.
We got Indigenous Collective.
Unceded
Airwaves. I mean, All Access Pass. You know?
All Access Pass.
We got all of that, you know? We got a...
And of course,
we got like a
News 101.
News 101, yeah. Holla.
Yeah, so we got all these cool programs that help train future broadcasters right here. And, who are going to spread the good word. The good word yeah. of Pablo.
No, yeah, I'm just joking. Like,
not Pablo.
Maybe, though.
But maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, so we just need we need money.
So give it, you know, so...
Give us.
Give us. Just give us. No. Support your local radio station.
Support, support. Like, it's
and we not only that, we'll help you out there. All you people who might be listening to this and think, I want to do that. I want to do that. And you don't even have to, like, go through a broadcasting school or anything. Yeah. We are the broadcasting
school.
We
can train you.
We can train you.
Exactly. Yo, you can literally just walk into the studio right now and, like, go, oh, I want to talk to Ola and Rohit, you know? Like, those are my favorite broadcaster peeps, you know? Like, let them train me to become, like, you know, the hottest DJ on air, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll be right here, you know? Like,
you can be one of us.
You can...
One of us.
One of us.
Exactly.
One of us.
All right.
USA. Yeah. I don't know why I did that, but
a little bit of propaganda there. But let's keep on going. We'll do one more track before we get into the discussion that needs to happen, which we're just like just itching to have happen, which is the life of Pablo. But we got room for one more track before that.
Do we, man.
Okay.
And Ola, I'll let you choose. Because you came prepared with a bunch of cool stuff.
I did, but my internet is kind of misbehaving.
Oh, internet's... yeah. Okay, what about... We were talking about playing Back to Back by Drake
because
it is a Grammy snub, which we were... We were talking about Grammy snubs last week.
You were.
And, you know, that way we've played a whole bunch of awesome Canadian artists for Black History Month, so that's great.
And, like, Drake also exists in that weird space between, you know, hip-hop and, like, you know, pop music.
Yeah.
As well as, like,
that's,
you know,
true.
Him being half-Jewish, half, like, a Jewish black man, you know? So, like, that's kind of
interesting. He was very representative of Canada, because Canada's a mixed bag of identities. Like, it's really, doesn't know exactly what it is, but it still kills it, you know?
He's also been huge for building Toronto's sound.
I hope he gets the key to Canada. Right.
He already has the key to Canada's heart.
I can't believe he actually just
said that. Hey, man, like, that's...
I hope Trudeau gives him the key to Parliament. Just
yeah, that's just, it, that's
he
what's next.
More than the key to the city.
Yo, he'll get an order of Canada, man. I swear, he will one of these days. You know, but like, all jokes aside, it is amazing how proud he is of his Canadian identity. I mean, because sometimes Canadian artists end up becoming pretty much American, and people can't really tell them apart.
Usually.
Yeah. They literally will live, they'll move to America, make their fame there, and then pretty much stay there, you know?
Yeah, but he keeps, like, repping the Six. Like,
not only does he rep the Six, he's a freaking ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. He brought the All-Star game. To Toronto. Yeah.
Before I even got into Drake's music, that's like the one thing that I liked about it. That's why I liked him.
Yeah.
Just because he like repped Toronto. That was it.
And he created the Six.
He repped his hometown. That's the thing.
Was the Six ever a thing before Drake?
No.
It wasn't kind of a thing?
Not even remote. He created that entire moniker for it.
Isn't it from like Brampton or something?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some people were saying it. That's why he...
Yeah.
But he like popularized it, so... Good on him.
I never heard it before him.
Yeah.
That's at least
Michael Ruffalo, by the way, is a Toronto native. I can say that, right? Like
Are you like a Maple Leafs fan or something, bro?
Are you a Vancouver fan, Brett?
I'm not even from here, man. Gotcha.
But you gotta rep the hometown hockey here.
Of course, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Drake got nominated for a diss track. That's a funny thing.
That is an achievement.
I don't think Meek Mill found it all that funny.
You're like, Meek can't catch a break, you know?
Yeah, he's just
like...
He can't. And
he can't.
Maybe he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve a break, all right? He's got Nicki Minaj. That's a break, all right? That's a pretty good break for Meek Mill.
Plus, I mean...
A guy named Meek Mill, how are you going to win any battle? Rap or otherwise. Your name's Meek. It's like defeat is already in the name.
He's Meek.
He will inherit the earth.
He knows his Bible.
Getting biblical, which we're going to get very soon because of the life of Pablo. Or is it Paul? I don't know. We don't know. We're going to tell you, though, but we don't know for sure.
We'll
tell you anyways. We'll tell you what we think of Drake and the life of times of Pablo. I like end times. I like adding to it. But first, Drake with Back to Back right here on Soul Sandwich. Hit it.
Oh man, oh man. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, woo. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me, going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me, going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about the Sever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Ooh, you need better seating. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking ballsy and Guanajuato. I got the flex in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Powerful, motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream, we could start
again. Yo, you're listening to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Raw Heat, DJ Raw Heat, still needing a better DJ name. That's a work in progress.
I like Raw Heat. Raw Heat, it's like a,
Raw Heat is good.
I like it. Raw just sounds kind of weird though. But like,
yeah, I'm raw in a lot of ways, but
Huh.
All right. Yeah, that's all I'll say. I'll leave it at
you
that.
You can't bring that out and not explain it now. Now we need to know.
What I really mean is I don't hold back. Oh. I don't got no filters. You
okay,
know, that
that's what you meant. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Nothing else. Nothing else. But now it's time for the moment we've all been waiting for.
Kind of.
The life of Pablo.
Life and times, man.
All right. So we've actually brought we've brought extra support here. We brought reinforcements in the form of a man who's named. Yes, Will Smith is in the building. No, this is Jonathan Q, and he loves doing this every time he's on the show. But that's a good intro theme, yeah?
Hey, Rohit, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yo, man, we needed to have you here. You are great when it comes to critiquing music. I love hearing what you have to say. And we've got, like, interesting perspectives here today about the life of Pablo. Let's actually start.
Table?
Yeah, we're going to do a round table. So, actually, let's start with you, John. What was your first impression?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we going to listen to a track, or are we just going
to
go into
We're going to listen to, like, a bunch of tracks.
We're going to listen to a bunch of tracks, but just we could just do briefly, like, what was your first impression, just overall, you know, listening to it?
Well, I was listening to the title stream, or at least watching it, you know, so the whole big fashion show for Madison Square Garden, and it was, like, it was interesting. It was very disjunctive. It was very self-effacing in a lot of ways, you know, as much as it's like self-aggrandizing, really ugly in a lot of ways that I appreciated, really felt like a natural sort of mesh of Yeezus and my beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. But I also didn't think much about it, and it, you know, it is so much that thing where it's like Kanye's a genius when it comes to generating hype, and I didn't need to hear the album like a lot of people needed to hear the album after the Madison Square Garden thing. And of course, when it came out, and then I listened to it, and you know, there's a lot of beautiful songs on it, and it's like disjunctive in an interesting way. But yeah, without that sort of circus, it's like I'm not sure if Kanye has the voice that he once had in terms of like being as unique as he was, as like dominant in that particular sector, like as he was. So like I don't know. Like it, I listened to it quite a bit for the week it came out, and now I've definitely chilled on it a bit.
Desensitized?
Sorry?
Desensitized?
Yes, I've become desensitized. But, yeah, well, no, it's funny, but yeah, no, I mean, it is like, yeah, it's definitely, its flaws have become more apparent in my eyes. I get the desire to return to it less than less, like the high points have become less high. These are really like platitudes I'm just spouting right now, so someone can feel free to jump in, because like,
well,
the highs are not as high is not a good criticism. it's just the thing.
Who's there with the rebuttal?
I'm kind of curious, what do you think about it being called a gospel album? Because Kanye called it a gospel album, but then,
like, but I mean, Kanye calls, you know,
Kanye, I mean, he just called himself like the closest person to Einstein, so I mean,
yeah, and I mean, he's been calling himself like Mark Twain levels today. You know, as you do.
And speaking of gospel, we just saw a recent tweet that said he's like who?
St. Paul?
That's correct.
Yeah, like apparently the Spanish version of St. Paul.
Oh, yeah,
is
Paul McCartney,
Pablo,
right?
Yes, that's the Spanish
version. Paul McCartney.
Yes, St. Paul McCartney. Yes, I know.
Linda McCartney is kind of a big deal in Spain.
But yes, St. Paul is the real deal, apparently. We might potentially be the actual Pablo that that's Kanye's referencing with the title of his album. That's a theory, at least, because, yeah, like we were trying to say, Paul in Spanish, Pablo, you know, get the connection. And he was also comparing himself as a messenger.
I feel like Spanish would be like Paulo or something, you know.
Oh,
like,
so
know,
you're just you're concerned about the factual.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just like, what? I don't know. Pablo.
Pablo, I believe, is indeed Paul.
Okay.
I think the idea that people are saying how this theory works is that, you know, it was Pablo and then it's become Paulo, and that would be like the translation to Paul. Hmm. But at the time of Saint Paul, as we would be calling him, he would have been Pablo. Is how the argument goes. Anyway.
Interesting.
But I mean, is that Kanye to, you know, to piece it together like that?
No.
Well,
how about we listen to a track, and that track, I think the track that is probably closest to possibly being gospel might be Ultra Light Beams, the very first track of the album. So why don't we listen to that and then see if we can deem it as a, at least if this track can be considered gospel. So let's hit it right here. You're listening to Soul Sandwich, and you're going to be listening to Ultra Light Beams off Kanye West's The Life of Pablo.
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. We know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Feel safe. Don't have much strength to fight. So I look to the light. Whoa. To make these wrongs. Turn right, head up high. I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer am I afraid of the night. Cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tell me another underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith. But I'm looking for more.
somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
Gotta let me know if I could be your Joseph. Only tell you real shit. That's the T, no sip. Don't trip, don't trip. That pussy slippery.